plate a potential nugget.
Staying with this theme, Rajiv Bakshi in the book mentions that the greatest accomplishment and the strongest suit of Harsh is possibly leveraging the board members individually and collectively to stimulate discussions. It's not just about having six experts around the room,
yes,
but how do you get the collective might? So talk to us a little bit about that.
So in terms of board constitution, I'm very clear that each person brings a certain set of competencies at the board level. If I look at my board, we have one digital expert, we have an HR expert, we have one finance expert, we have one retail expert, and we have one FMCG expert. And individually, I may need to get their viewpoint in the board meeting or outside the board meeting. Not only me, but the managing director or the CXO, they can interact with board member directly depending on the kind of issues they are facing. For example, the HR head would interact with the HR person on the board. But collectively also, it's very important that we have the right chemistry in the board and the right set of issues to be discussed in terms of agenda creation. And most importantly, the role of chairman, you need to give a very high degree of assurance to the board members that on statutory issues, on governance issues, we are at a very high degree of compliance and they need not worry about it. And most of the issues are strategic issues, talent judgment issues, and that's where you can take maximum out of a board. So if there is a strategy issue in the board meeting there is a functional expert. Normally, as a chairman, I would ensure that I'll go ask each person what do they think about it. And I'll go to the functional expert the last. I don't want domination in the board meeting to be by that functional expert, because if that functional expert says something first, others will just stop talking about it. So you have to follow a process wherein you get the maximum out of each member. And of course, the functional expert will come in, but that person should come in last. Because if that person comes in first, then others will not just open up, because that guy's knowledge on that particular subject is much, much better.
It's very interesting you say this. On this podcast, I had the opportunity to speak to Vishwanathan Anand,
yes,
and the chess legend.
Yes.
And one of the questions I asked him was, when you put together a team to prepare for a tournament,
yeah,
by definition, you're world number one when he was world number one.
Yes.
Everyone else is sort of second. How do you really get their contribution? And he said something very similar. He said you speak last.
Yeah.
Because if you speak, then the others don't say
True.
Anything beyond that.
True.
So it's interesting you mentioned that.
But that is the role of the chairman. The chairman has to have very good chemistry. So at one level, you have to take steps to improve chemistry, including selecting the right board members and going for retreats, having some non-business events, bonding events and things like that, just to build that chemistry.
The point by Harsh around going to functional expert last is a simple but a profound one. As I mentioned in my conversation with Harsh, here is a clip from Vishy Anand where he speaks about leveraging the power of the team.
Yes, over time I've learned that the first rule, I think, is actually well known, that you don't get in your own opinion first. Don't offer one. Because once you offer an opinion, you often spend a lot of energy defending your opinion rather than... Even when you think it's wrong, you don't want to lose face. And so that, when my team would show me stuff, my first skill was to keep my mouth shut. Because if what they said turned out to be better, then it's better not to have opposed it in the beginning. I find that in the sense I'm more open to contradictory opinions of people who disagree with me violently, because I realize, well, that's kind of the path to understanding. Over long periods of time, you learn how moody people are. You see the real side. And you need a certain kind of tolerance with that. You need a sense of how good or bad or pleasant or annoying you can be. What people may like in you in day one may not be what they like in you in day seven, and you have to be aware of that. I think you perceive these things much better. So over a long camp nowadays, I'm able to tell if I'm grating on my trainer or he's grating on me. And it's not perfect still, but you get better at those things. And in the end, if you create the most congenial atmosphere, you'll produce the best idea.
I guess leaders need to work extra hard to produce the right atmosphere to ensure that the best ideas in a group bubble up and are given due attention.